Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Crowd of Solana, welcome to the hot mix. Crowd of Solana, welcome to the show. 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 Crowd of Solana,
welcome to the show with the three amigos. Hot Mink, Crowder, and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts, full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hot Mink, and stop him, each other deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, the greatest dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Crips, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You spit the fast while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey,
show, Crowder and Solana. Welcome to the show, Crowder and Solana. Welcome to the show, Crowder and Solana.
Welcome to the show. Best chat we got on the AOL Instant Messenger room on the YouTube broadcast. First one's here. That's from the original Vacation with Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo. They pull up to Wally World. Parking lot is empty. Chevy Chase, Clark Griswold says, first one's here. Of course, the park is closed for maintenance.
First one's here.
But I say that, it's funny, I don't know who that guy is, Eddie, but I say that all the time, wherever Lori and I pull up, I don't care if the parking lot's full or not, first one's here. Always excited. First one's here.
Let's get it. Appreciate it, Eddie.
We got some Thursday night football tonight, so we're back. You know, when there's no basketball or hockey in season, I feel like it's a little bit of a grind to get through Tuesday and Wednesday to get to Thursday when Thursday night football starts, and then Friday night is just Friday night, and then the weekend you've got all the football that you can handle. Oh, Eddie is Miami Barracuda, he says on the chat. I'm turning the chat off now because I get too easily sidetracked by it, but Miami Barracuda is one of our best
yes.
Photoshoppers. Yeah.
What's up, brother? Yeah, appreciate you.
So we're at Thursday. We get Thursday night football. Either of you or any of you, including Jimmy, any three of you, watch the Charlie Sheen documentary on Netflix?
I haven't. I saw it, but I haven't watched. Is it good?
Yeah.
I spent the last couple nights. Those are just two episodes. Spent the last couple nights watching an episode each, and it is. Because you remember, I mean, for that cup of coffee, he was the most popular and talked about person on the planet. mm-hmm. for like that 3-4 month period with the winning and the tiger blood and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And to re-watch it and watch him talk about it. He's 60 now, like to watch him talk about it. And it was fascinating. I thought it was I thought it was very interesting. He's an interesting dude.
I'm gonna watch it. I used to watch, was it 3 and a Half Men?
I've never seen an episode.
It's funny. It was a very funny, clever, like punchline joke thing. Like you like
they
it
have because... his co-star John Cryer, who I used to love in all the John Hughes movies when I was growing up. They haven't talked since their big falling out, but John Cryer participates in the documentary. Like That's he talks cool. about just not having talked with him, that their paths haven't crossed. He doesn't feel a need to talk to him. It was a whirlwind as to what happened.
Sheen has reached out to him.
He just hasn't had the desire to text back or whatever. Correct. It's been casual reach outs. But yeah, it was interesting. The whole thing was interesting because it really, I mean, it was everything he did, because they're talking about in the documentary, he gained 1 million followers. This was national news on Twitter in a 24-hour period. And Twitter was just starting to kind of take off and become part of the public consciousness. And he gained 1 million followers in 24 hours. And it was a huge deal. And, you know, he was doing all those talk shows. He was on the Today Show. I think it was the Today Show. And he was so messed up. But everyone just cheered him on. Then he did that live tour, which was a complete disaster because he didn't have any plan for how he was going to entertain arenas full of people. But anyway, watch it. It's interesting.
He's still Wild Thing Vaughn in my mind.
2 and a Half Men. I only agreed with Crowder because I didn't want to slow the show down. But yes, he said 3 and a Half Men. I knew it was 2 and a Half Men.
How many people?
Well, I believe there were 3 people, but one of them was a kid. That's the half. So technically 2 and a Half Men.
They had guests come to the house.
It's like our show. Our show is 3 and a Half Men. You determine on your own who the half a man is. You all determine on your own.
Oh, that's the new open.
Who the half a man is. Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't. What happened?
Y'all don't start muting each other again.
No. I didn't. Okay. Hawk, you know, it's funny because Hawk, before we started the show, Hawk's like, oh, your connection is slow. And it wasn't. It's just his connection is slow. And here we go. 3 minutes into the show.
No, it is yours. It's yours.
Okay.
I'm going to give yours a second to catch up.
I'm about to say, if y'all start muting each other again, I'm gonna go crazy.
That was funny yesterday, but I'm not gonna do that. That's too easy a device. That's gentlemen's agreement. No more muting each other unless you say something that's really annoying me.
Okay, next segment then, because you know Solana's gonna come out to Woodworks with some goofy foolishness.
He's drinking a Pivot Energy, by the way.
Yeah. Hey, me as well.
He's trying to get that endorsement deal with Fred. You know, Fred was ready to sign him the other week.
Get him. Call Freddie.
Tonight's tournament night at Dink in Kendall. I got Mix 4.0. I'll be powered by Pivot Energy.
You got to spin it. You got to turn it so you can see the actual emblem. There we go.
Get it now at pivotenergy.com.
You better hope he has a good performance tonight, man.
He's playing 70-year-olds. He's going to win.
I saw Twan Russell, their charity, the Russell Education Foundation, announced their pickleball tournament for November. You're going to be in that, Solana?
I will. Yeah, I'm gonna sign up. I got the email. Just have to make sure the dates work well with the heat schedule. I believe they do, so I'll be there.
Let's play together.
No.
Play with a Ronde.
No. I said no.
You won't play with a Ronde?
No, I have my partner.
Who?
My buddy, Alain. Like, we're nasty.
You pick Alain over me and OG?
Yeah, you guys
You're terrible.
Well, enter with Jimmy Crowder.
I don't know. Jimmy don't look too quick.
All right, what was I saying? Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Gino Toretta joins us today. He'll join us in the next segment. And Rob Pizzola is going to join us today. We'll get some winners from him, hopefully. And we'll give DBJ the week off since the Canes have a bye on Saturday. And then we will reconvene with DBJ next Thursday. So let's get headlines to start the show, brought to you by Doral VW. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a
crater.
Well done, man. Volkswagens priced like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. Here is Alejandro Solana, facial hair like he lost his mind.
They're killing your little mustache on this text line.
Nah, man. My mustache is fire.
You said, why is there a ferret under your nose? Killing your mustache on this text line.
I bought a comb for my like I'm gonna ride this thing out. I bought a comb for my mustache.
Oh, man, you're gonna ride something.
He's an Applebee's manager.
That's a great chat. Someone says, "What is that thing under his nose?" Mr. 799 says, "Since he became an Applebee's manager."
Oh, they're killing you on this line, man.
No, I've been, Hawk, it's funny because you said, who's watched the Charlie Sheen doc on Netflix? Not to derail the show a lot, but I just figured out that my favorite audio podcast, we've talked about it, it's called The Rest is History. They're on YouTube now doing live video or just videos as well. I went down this rabbit hole of World War One, and one of their episodes was dedicated to just mustaches from different countries of World War One. And now I'm like, bro, bring back the mustaches. Like, bring them back.
So you're like Crowder when they have a food documentary and he immediately gravitates to whatever the hot diet is. Yeah. You're that with whatever you're watching. So you're on a podcast talking about mustaches. You have to grow one.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with the caveman.
Gonna keep putting those messages up there, huh?
He finally hit puberty. Killing you.
So look, we're having a good time, and I hate to kind of make this a sad start to headlines, but two tough stories. First of all, the Marlins got rocked yesterday, and I mean, I don't want to call it over because mathematically not over, but it's over for the Marlins. They gave up 8 home runs. They lost 11-1 just after taking a 1-0 lead, by the way. It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Again, I've said this a million times, so I don't want to keep saying it, but it's September 25th. And for us to be saying, hey, they're still not mathematically eliminated is remarkable. So hats off to Clayton McCullough and Peter Bendix and everyone else involved.
Well, getting at the epitome of moral victories that we don't like in sports.
Well, I don't think it's a moral victory. I just think it's remarkable what they did. I don't think, it's just remarkable. We expected an absolute train wreck of a season. And we didn't get that. We got a team that was able to put together enough winning streaks to be alive at the end of September, which, again, look at teams with payrolls 8 times the amount of the Marlins who aren't in it.
It's funny. We were just talking about Charlie Sheen in Major League, where they didn't want to win and kept winning. So it's almost the same thing. We're like, we're not getting – we don't have the payroll – that lady wanted to sell the team and all, and they just kept winning.
Fun. And they still do have a mathematical chance.
Yeah, but very, very, very unlikely that they end up making the postseason. They have to win out now, and they need other teams to not win games. However, I'm clinging on to the fact that the Mets are coming to South Florida. They're going to play tonight. They're going to come to South Florida for the weekend, final three games, and the Marlins can do what I think a lot of us would love for them to do, which is knock the Mets out of the wild card, which to me is better than winning a World Series, honestly. I'm not even kidding. Knock the Mets out of the wild card, make all those stupid Mets fans miserable. Sign me up for that, man. Hang a banner for that. And then the other unfortunate news, and I just saw the video. Barkey left practice with a right leg injury today. And I know you had sent us the post from Jordan McPherson, who covers the team for the Herald, said he was helped off the ice by a pair of staff members. Paul Maurice said Barkey is getting looked at. They'll have more clarity on Friday. Crowder, I sent you guys the video. I know you're the expert knee guy. We're not going to pretend to play doctor, but the video is scary.
Yes.
You know, because when you read it and you go, oh, he was helped off, you're like, eh, you know, he skated off and there's a couple guys there. He was helped off the ice.
Yeah.
Helped. And
I tell you, when there's no panic, when guys break a finger, they wiggle and shake and do all that. When guys just get still, it's almost like a fear inside of you. That's when I get scared for the injury.
Yeah.
The Panthers did play last night, beat the Hurricanes 4-2 in preseason. They'll be back at it against the Hurricanes at Amerant Bank Arena. They'll host them for another preseason game in a couple of days. Local headlines, Inter Miami clinched a playoff spot last night. They beat New York City FC 4-0, blew them out on the road in that godforsaken baseball field where the Mets play. Messi scored a brace and had an assist.
All right. How about Luis Suarez?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers?
Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Came back. His friend Messi set him up with a PK. Scored a goal, didn't spit on anybody, didn't bite anybody. I mean, that's a dub for me.
Those are our victories now. No spit, yeah. No bite.
Moral victories. Moral victories. That's what we deal in.
I imagine it's how Asia felt when you didn't pee your pants during a football game. Wow. All right. Well done.
Speaking of facial hair, I mean, can you imagine Asia with whatever god-awful thing is growing off of Crowder's neck? This poor woman. She must despise you. It is what you
so
have
you,
on your
you believe
neck
in equality?
It is vile. It's
this
vile.
This is my Abe Lincoln.
Listen, you keep you saying it's your 16? Abe Lincoln. If you start wearing that hat and dressing like him, I will give you the leeway that you are paying homage to Abe Lincoln. But until you start wearing a stovetop hat and whatever jacket he wore made of wool, no matter what the temperature was, I am not buying it. I don't know what's going on underneath your neck. It's disgusting. And Solana's a far second on this show for awful facial hair.
Whatever you say, Jim Crow.
It's bad what you have going on, man.
Okay, Robert E. Lee. Whatever you do.
He calls it the Abe Lincoln Hawk. I refuse to believe Abraham Lincoln was voted president of these United States with whatever the hell Crowder's growing on his chin, bro. Impossible. Yeah. Impossible.
Lincoln had a beard, but I don't believe it originated on his neck and was solely confined to his neck. So I'm not really certain that you're rocking the Abe Lincoln.
This is my Abe Lincoln, man. Equality.
Thursday night football tonight. Cardinals.
Yeah, see, he had facial hair on his chin, right under the lip. That you are not rocking an Abe Lincoln.
This is my Abe Lincoln.
Nope. We have just identified that you are not rocking the Abe Lincoln. You are rocking the Kyle Orton.
This is my Abe, man. I really appreciate what he did for our people.
What's funny is you're calling Hawk Robert E. Lee. Half of Robert E. Lee's military had your facial hair. Any of you know that the Cardinals are 2-1? I was looking at the preview for the game, and I'm like, huh?
Cardinals. Arizona, yeah. There's some surprising teams on
Niners.
Both sides.
Niners are 3-0 with Mac Jones Niners. Playing two games. Like, what?
Yeah. Niners. I told you, I picked them in my suicide pool thinking that it was Brock Purdy in week two. You're the guy who told me that it was actually Mac Jones in week two, but I won.
There's some weird stuff going on early in this season.
Yeah, you can't judge. I mean, there's a million surprises. The Indianapolis Colts to me being maybe number one.
Watch how in about a month everything's going to settle back down when guys start playing football for real.
Chances that the Dolphins lead the AFC East 1 month from now.
No chance.
Okay.
Zero.
That was also my answer. I just wanted to know if anybody had a different answer.
Can you take Buffalo out?
Nope. Buffalo has to stay in there. I thought about it, but no.
Okay, yeah. No, we ain't got a chance.
Ask me chances the Dolphins are 500 going into November. I might have a different, answer. Maybe.
No, that's a chance.
Yeah. All right, guys, your weather.
There's also a chance they're 0-4 when we reconvene on Tuesday.
Yeah, good point. your weather, it's...
There's also a chance late Monday night we're all doing a ton of research on Anthony Weaver.
I don't... We've talked to enough people. I don't think they fire McDaniel if they lose to the Jets.
Well, there were all those reports. I think Ian Rappaport had the first one that Stephen Ross was going to be very patient. And again, I get that as the plan. You say it all the time. Mike Tyson would say everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face.
Yeah.
If they get embarrassed at home against the Jets on Monday Night Football, I would think there's a chance.
Yeah. I've talking to people. He doesn't make rash decisions. To your point, like I'm embarrassed now. Let's go. I just don't see that out of Ross.
Right. And again, you cannot have it in you to make rash decisions, but at 0-4, and again, I'm saying wildly embarrassed by the Jets on Monday Night Football.
20-30 point loss. Yep. Doesn't put a point on the board.
3 points total. The offense is stagnant.
It's not going to happen, though. Like, the Jets aren't that.
Well, that's why I think if that were to happen, that's what
right.
might yeah. be the result.
All right, guys, your weather was a sunny afternoon, start to the afternoon, now a little bit cloudier in parts of South Florida. Back to you.
All right, Gino Toretta is going to join us next. We'll talk a little college football with him, so do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
50% of the time I stay in hotels, I clog the toilet.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, joins us on Thursdays, courtesy of the local 519 Plumbers Union. In football and in life, it's about being on the right team. Join the winning team at local 519 Plumbers Union, a proven path to a strong career. Visit plumbers519.com. Gino's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Before we talk a little college football, I remind you the best place to get geared up is Caneswear in Davie. Caneswear.com online. Gino, so Tuesday we read that College Game Day on the UM campus. I don't know if you saw this. College Game Day on the UM campus this past Saturday was the second highest rated game day in the history of ESPN. And so I was saying to Crowder and Solana and Jimmy and some guests yesterday, what does that mean to you? Like, how do you read into that? The way that I read into it is that there is a national appetite for the University of Miami when their football team is relevant. They still resonate across America.
I don't think there's any question. I think Miami, Florida, Florida State. I mean, you know, you think about it, you know, when I was in school and a little before Chan, it was essentially the national championship went through this state. So I think the nationally people think, okay, is this truly the time that maybe it does go through Miami and Florida State? We know it's not going to go through Gainesville after 24 yards of offense, but it's nice of you to talk to me because you did go to the game. You mm-hmm. knew I was at the game. You knew I was going early to the game.
I did not.
And yet
not.
I see all kinds of posts and crap on social media, and you don't even come say hello. I'm right next to the QAM broadcast booth. I mean, I understand Channing, man. It's a Florida Gator thing, and you know what? He didn't want to talk to me. It's a Miami thing. But you? Come on, man.
I did not know that you were going to be there other than in the broadcast arena because I knew you were doing the game nationally for Touchdown Radio. But all of a sudden, at halftime, I think it was halftime, I see you out on the field, and they're talking about the statue.
It was before the first and the second quarter, so you still had three quarters to come say hello.
I couldn't get all the way up there. I was down in the lower bowl. I couldn't even get up to the club
level. You couldn't get up there? Joe Z has half a section 114 come up during the game to say hello. Dom Bailey has 120 come up.
I didn't know what to do. You know where they had me parked? They had me parked at the bottom of a canal. My car's still down.
You got my phone? Like, text me. Like, you know, I'm getting a statue. I think I could have worked to get you up in the booth.
I don't know. I was stymied all night long, much like Florida's offense.
Hey, Gino.
It was a boring game.
If I left that box I was in, I probably would have gotten a fight. Because Canes fans, they were giving me pure hell. And I messed around and wore a Gators t-shirt, too. So
at least you wouldn't have been like that dude. I saw somebody, I think it was only a day, posted some Gator fan that was like just, I mean, he was probably like a 0.4 blood alcohol content standing next to the bathroom just peeing on the wall. I was like, oh, Lord.
I got
close. Like, how early and what do you have to drink to just think that that's a good idea? And then the whole time people are videoing, he's not even looking over, nothing, just. Oh, yeah. Man, that was bad.
No, dude, I got there about 6:45, 7, and there were guys that were 5'3 cussing me out. And I was like, do you know how this is going to end if I really get upset about this?
Well, they were saying, do you know how this is going to end on the football field? And you had no answer for that.
And that's why I didn't want to leave the box.
So, Cham, when are they – are you already courting Kiffin, or you know, when does Florida, because it seemed like all the Florida people were not a question of if, it was a question of when.
I might have texted Lane Kiffin just to feel out what's going on, how's he feeling, if he, you know, if he's comfortable doing it. I'm hearing John Gruden a lot too, which I don't have a problem with. He just hadn't coached in so long. I don't know if Gruden would be a great college coach. I think he can coach, but I don't know about college.
I think Gruden would be a great coach. I think both of them are great coaches. I think it's just he hasn't done it in the college game. So I would say maybe there's more of a question mark. Obviously he's in Tampa, lives in Tampa, you know, he's a total football junkie. So he may have to get used to some other things that, you know, you have to deal with in college football nowadays, but when you're talking X's and O's, I think he'd be either one of those guys would be pretty darn good. But Gino, hopefully, you guys keep Napier. He's building. He's building. Oh, we're,
I vote for that. No, I know why you want to keep Napier. Y'all can whoop our ass every year.
Gino, did you have any sort of takeaway regarding Carson Beck's game? I think like the one thing that a lot of Canes fans were a little trepidatious about following the game was that Carson Beck didn't look fantastic how he had in previous games. In my opinion, I mean, the one interception was bad, but he just looked like somebody who understood the game plan. They were going to win it up front. He didn't have to force anything. They were going to grind out the game, but I wonder if you took anything else away from his performance.
I would say he looked very tentative. There was guys that were open, and he was inaccurate with the ball. He didn't throw checkdowns. Now, I don't know what the deal was, you know, field conditions. I know it was wet and things like that. He threw three picks against them last year when he was a Georgia Bulldog. And, you know, listen, sometimes that memory comes back and you don't want to take any risk. And I think he realized that, but man, he had 24 yards of offense and one first down in the first half, and it was still only 10-0. I mean, I was going crazy because I was like, man, end the game in the second quarter. Just be aggressive. You know, when you guys were talking to OG yesterday about Miami Dolphins offense, it sounded like if you were just said, hey, I'm talking about Miami Hurricane offense, it seemed like the same thing. Because at some point in time, like we used to always be, you know, in Erickson, we're going to take a shot downfield. And I don't know if it was once a quarter, we're going to take a shot, because if that DB doesn't think you're going to try to run by him, they're just going to squat and there's going to be no big plays. And Miami did not take a shot downfield. I mean, Shane Matthews was a couple boosts down and, you know, two old quarterbacks, and Shane and I were like, gee, mini Christmas, boy, was that a boring game. Nope. Neither team taking shots downfield, neither team aggressive with the ball. But I thought Beck was a little tentative. I think he realized how good his defense was and how lackluster the Florida offense was. And I think that he was probably just, you know, he was tight. He just seemed like, I'm not going to make a mistake to risk this with my team. I mean, but Florida, man, they cut it to 6 points in the fourth quarter. I mean, that was a ball game. You get a turnover, ball squirts out, and it could have been a whole different deal. Now, it didn't work out like that. I just, to me, it's like, you know, Notre Dame, we're up by two touchdowns, and we didn't step on their throat. Florida, 24 yards of offense in the first half, and we didn't step on the throat. That's the only thing
that's
would
say. That's a Mario thing, though, right?
Correct something.
I mean, that's a Mario thing. That's kind of like he's happy to grind it out once they've got the lead.
Yeah, but grinding it out, you know, when you got the lead is not two scores. I mean, college football is you know, three, four touchdowns. Okay, then do whatever you want. Play four corner offense. I mean, you know, you go on the road to Tallahassee in a couple weeks, it's not going to be a situation where, you know, you can just grind it out from the start, because they have some explosive playmakers. And, you know, one guy slips out there. The game was too close for my liking as a Miami fan.
And Gino, as a broadcaster, I know you have to watch it all, but as a Canes fan as well, I am like Castellano. I'm very interested in his UVA game, because to your point, DJ Lagway is not as good as Castellano right now. And whatever Florida State can do, I think this game can be a little, you know, I think the weather did affect the Canes approach, because it was raining. It was downpour. I was up there in the box hiding, but is he exceeding expectations? Because I didn't know he was this good. What was he at, UCF and Boston College? He's impressing me right now.
He's a good player. You know, he's an athlete. He can run around. He can spin it. And I think that as long as you're smart and fairly accurate with the ball in college, you can get the job done. And I think he's a good enough athlete, feels comfortable in their offense. I think with Florida State this week, And you know this, midweek games suck. And midweek games suck worse when they're on the road for you, the road team, because all of a sudden they're Sunday, Monday, and you're thinking, okay, I'm going to try to get healthy. And it's like you're putting in the game plan Monday morning, and, you know, Wednesday you're getting ready to jump on a plane. There's not a lot of work. You got maybe two work days truly to get prepared for a team. And that's why I would say, Hawk, why the line's not bigger is, road teams, you know, it does. I can remember Texas A&M came here years ago and they were top 10. And it was a Thursday game. And, you know, they probably had a better roster than Miami. And people were like, oh, you know, Texas A&M is going to come in and kill us. And I was like, dude, it's a Thursday game. I go, they just came off a big game. They don't have enough time to prepare. It's just not – it is what it is. And I think – but Florida State should have enough weapons to kind of dispose of Virginia. But they have had some problems with them in the past, and that's what people are thinking. But Castellano can play – you know, Chang, one thing with Lagway, one, apparently he should have had shoulder surgery after the bowl game last year. But his quote-unquote camp decided against it. He doesn't practice in the spring. You get a lot better as a quarterback getting reps in the spring. Doesn't practice in the spring. Doesn't practice in the fall. He somehow gets a hernia. And Shane said he pulled his calf muscle in a walkthrough. I mean, he was 250 pounds. That homeboy's thick. And, you know, thick and missing a lot of reps.
Yeah.
That's you get what he's producing. You get a guy that's inefficient and still's making mistakes of a young freshman quarterback.
Gino, to go back to a Thursday game, I'm still hungover from Saturday on Thursday.
Admittedly, hey, not we everyone can condition the same way that you
I don't know what beers are. Nowadays, Gino, they're taking the collagen and the creatine and all the protein supplements. I was with you. I was at Coconut Grove pouring pitchers.
Yeah.
Gino Toretta is with us on Thursdays, courtesy of the local 519 Plumbers Union. With all the changes in how America does business, you can count on one thing. The union-trained plumbers of Local 519. Join a winning team today with Local 519 Plumbers Union, a proven path to a strong career. Visit plumbers519.com. You've had a long relationship with Plumbers 519, Gino. And oh, yeah. Someone suggested on the text line that Solana, with his brand new mustache, looks like he might fit in at the old union meeting. What do you think of what Solana's got working there?
The stash, maybe, but I think when he showed up with those size 14 arms, that string coming out of his t-shirt, I think they may think, well, this obviously is a corporate guy and not a blue collar guy that's lifted some heavy machinery equipment, if you will, Hawk.
So he shows up at the union meeting. They're like, he's got the facial hair, but something's not adding up. Upper
it kind of looks
wise,
like what was the guy's name? Here. Was it Three's Company or Hawk? Our time, like the Three's Company or the guy that had the would put the pack of cigarettes in his white t-shirt.
Oh, Schneider.
Snyder
for like one day at a time.
He was like the building super.
Yeah,
Snyder,
yeah, you know what?
Solana
looks like a super.
Belt on. He's got a little Snyder in him. I think you got to put that up on your social. Find a picture of Snyder and say doppelganger for Solana.
He does, look
career.
Like Schneider. He does.
I don't think we need to put that up on our social. You know, I'm not sure.
Solana, you're not even old enough to know who Snyder is.
I mean, I could do a Mount Rushmore of supers because you're going to have Schneider. You're going to have Bookman, of course, from Good Times.
Yep.
And the super, Joe Pesci, he was a super. Another they don't call building maintenance guys supers anymore, though, do they?
They don't.
I'm
helping out Gulliver High School, their quarterbacks, because Wesley Carroll's son's a receiver. So he asked me to come help out. So I help out. And we had to go in the gymnasium, and the kids laughed at me for calling it the gymnasium. I go, I know your generation. All you guys do is like shorten the words down as short as possible or use the first initial of like five or six of them.
They killed me last week and the week before for using town car as a reference.
Town car.
Town car.
Who says
town cars were the best?
You know, and I love a town car.
Man, when you got in a town car in New York, you could take a 6-hour nap in the back of that thing. you'd be on the way to LaGuardia. Just snoozing away in the back of a town car.
I love a Wes Carroll reference on the show, by the way. I love Wes Carroll. He's a good dude. Gino Toretta, He's with us on Thursdays. What game are you doing this weekend?
LSU Ole Miss. So should be a big one. Yeah. This has come down to the last possession the last few years. It should be a lot of offense. Little trip out to the Grove prior to check out the scenery and maybe sample some of the barbecue out there in
fine
Oxford.
Offerings.
Yeah. What's that
feeling? The fine offerings.
The fine offering. Well, you can't sample all of the fine. You know, they're not all offerings. They're just scenery, if you will. Huh?
If you see Lane Kiffin, tell him I love him.
I'll wear a shirt. I should get a sign and say Channing Crowder loves you. And like when he walks, I'll go down on the field. So when he comes on, when he's walking his dog on the field, leading the team, I'll make sure he knows he's getting love from Florida.
Appreciate you, brother.
Gino Toretta, courtesy of the local 519 Plumbers Union. Visit plumbers519.com. Thank you, Gino.
All right, guys.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Everything that comes out of my mouth is generally wrong.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.